is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. I just heard a click. I don't know what that means. I think we're still connected. It appears we are. Okay, good. Anyway, on with the show. So last night, I said we had, I wanted to talk about two things we never got to, and whenever I sell something on the air, I always feel obligated to get to it. So first off, we'll do a personal issue, then we'll talk about what happened to the 190,000 AK-47s that the federal government sent over to Iraq. You can probably guess what happened to them, but we'll talk about it. First, to the email box for a personal issue from an anonymous Free Talk Live listener, for reasons that will be revealed shortly. He says, "Hey guys, I have a personal issue that for various reasons I just don't feel comfortable talking to about with my family or friends online or in real life. So maybe the Free Talk Live listeners might have some input for me." And if you do have input, the number is 800-259-9231. Make a note. He says, "I'm a 20-year-old college male geek who has never had a girlfriend. Though not from lack of at least moderate trying, my whole adult life I've never questioned if I was straight or not. I know I like girls, I fantasize about girls, and have had multiple crushes on girls during my lifetime. If I were gay, I wouldn't have any problem with being open about it. I wouldn't try to pretend to be something I'm not, nor try to conform to some standard in any way. I have no worries about acceptance or trying to fit in. Recently, however, I have started to notice that I've had some thoughts about other guys, and this has started to be reflected in my adult entertainment choices. I still have more thoughts about women, and prefer to have much more male-female adult entertainment over the male-male. Yet I can't deny that an attraction exists. I started reading about bisexuality. Of course, I've heard of it before, and I just brushed it aside. I thought that most likely the majority of people who'd call themselves bi are really just gay or straight, and either aren't turned off by members of the same sex, or are just interested in just interested in sexual pleasure from whoever it comes from. After reading about it more, though, I learned about how bisexuality doesn't mean you necessarily like both sexes equally, and about the Kinsey scale, which
right.
it links to.
That was going to be my comment.
What about the Kinsey scale? I don't know much about it.
But there is a Kinsey scale, and I believe it goes on maybe 1 through 10, 1 through 5. It goes through a numerical basis, and you're sort of heterosexual.
How gay are you?
At a 1, and really gay at a 10. And
would you call yourself a 9?
What would I call myself? I don't care to share my Kinsey scores, eh? Thank you very much.
Is there a test you can take?
I don't know that there is a test that you can take. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that you can find the Kinsey test if you Google it, if there is such a thing. But
got it. Yeah. Anyway, he says, "This makes me wonder if I might be a 1 or a 2 on the Kinsey scale, which has made me become unsure about myself and question my sexuality. If I were to, say, come out to my friends as gay, I know that at least 80% of my friends wouldn't care in the least, in the good way. And nothing would change between me and them. Yet if I were to come out as a bisexual, I'm not quite sure how they would react to it. In my mind, I see many, if not most of them, not understanding, thinking that I'm gay but afraid to come completely out, straight and just trying to grab attention or be provocative or some other mix thereof. I see any girls that I ask out afterwards, say at my school, think I'm gay and am just trying to be provocative and I'm just trying to make an appearance of being bi straight by asking them out and thus turning me down because they don't want to be used by me. Those problems aside, my main issue comes down to me being unsure if I really am bisexual or just straight and in lack of a girlfriend has become a little bi curious because of my young male hormones. It would be easy for me if I was just gay or straight, but not knowing for sure like this is just, well, frustrating and confusing. I don't want to come out as bi, date a guy or two, and then figure out later that I really wasn't. I'm not sure how to tell if I really feel that way. Or is it just a case where it's been too long since I've gotten laid?" Do you guys or any of your listeners have any experiences with feelings like these or any input or suggestions from me? Thanks and keep up the great show. 1-800-259-9231. Did you ever struggle with bisexual feelings? How did you handle it? How were you received if you came out of the closet, so to speak, as a bisexual by your friends or family members and that sort of thing? At least by the he's concerned about his friend set that is normal, that he believes would be okay if he had come out as a gay man, but would think he's trying to, I don't know, wouldn't necessarily think he's being honest with himself if he came out as a bisexual. That seems to be his concern.
Well, did you want to jump
well,
in?
Now, how old was the...
He's in college.
He's 20 years old. He says he has never had a girlfriend, but he's tried. So...
Well, my thought process on that would be... you know, I don't know whether he's, in fact, a weirgen or not.
A what?
You'd have to be from my generation to even understand that joke.
Like a weird person?
No, a virgin. There was a movie out there where they called virgins weird.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I don't know whether he is or not. But before he
goes... Well, that's an interesting question, because he says in the beginning of the email that...
He's never had a girlfriend.
He's never had a girlfriend, but at the end of the email,
been
he says
long.
It's been too long.
Too long could mean anything.
It could mean 20 years.
And, you know, it could just be too long.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I would say that before he goes exploring these new feelings, that he probably just needs a girlfriend. You know, I'm not saying that he isn't. Maybe if one is completely heterosexual on the, you know, the Kinsey list, that he's not a two or a three. I think that he can likely live a completely fulfilled life without having experimented in this area. But that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm rather conservative when it comes to these things. I think that probably he needs to find the girlfriend first before he goes blurting out these things. And that way he, you know, he knows for sure that, you know, after his urges have been satiated to some extent or another, that this is, in fact, what his deal is.
Well, it doesn't sound like he has much relationship experience either way, so he to recognize what urges he is having, I would agree with Mark that he just needs to try the girlfriend first before he jumps into something else he's not so sure about.
Yeah, and life is a lot easier heterosexual. I mean, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be gay or whatever. I'm only saying sure. That life is easier if you're heterosexual. There's more people to choose from. There's you know, there's no stigma attached to it. All those things.
I don't know if I see any benefit to shouting this from the rooftops. I mean, you're presuming he can just go out and get a girlfriend tomorrow. I don't know how easy that's going to be if he's suggesting that he's been trying to get one and has been striking out.
I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, and I'm not saying that he's going to get it tomorrow. I'm only saying that, you know, if he stays open to getting a girlfriend, he will get one. You know, that's just the long and the short of it. There are just as many women.
As long as he's not, you know, in his basement at all times playing video games.
You do have to be out where the girls are. The,
right.
The first rule, that Mark's first rule of dating is stay around a woman long enough and sooner or later she has to take her clothes off.
Well, I'm sure the same is true with guys.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you have to know where the guys are.
Never trying to get them to take their clothes off.
No, but I would imagine it works the same way.
Again, this could be, I think that he should certainly consider experimenting if he's feeling those feelings and is interested in, you know, thinks he might be interested in some alternative relationships. Then I don't think it would necessarily hurt to sort of quietly explore that. If he keeps striking out with...
How quiet are you going to be able to be? There's, you know, the thing is, the secret's only a secret when it's only you that knows it. And
we don't know if he lives in a small town. We don't know
if the possibility exists that the guy that he decides to experiment with isn't discreet and blabs it all over the place.
Certainly the possibility.
That wouldn't be any fun at all.
Well, and again, it would depend on the sort of the networks that he's operating in, right? Mm. If he's living in a small town, and there's, you know, probably a small chance that there won't even... I mean, there's a very small chance there will even be a gay person that he is aware of.
There's a gay person every town.
Right, but there, you know, there's not gay clubs or anything like that in small towns to where you can go and easily locate them. Of course, then there's the internet. Might be an interesting way to reach out to potential mates, both...
Strike girls.
Both female and male.
More of them there.
Well, again, I'm not necessarily shooting down the idea.
No.
He's having certain feelings. He's, you know, he's expressing them to us. And, you know, if you can't get the girlfriend, maybe experiment the other direction. But I don't see any reason to go out. And if you feel uncomfortable about what your friends are going to think, you need to be more comfortable with yourself first before you let loose on them. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Any suggestions for them? Call in.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 3rd, 2007, gold $667. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $337.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $337.70, and $169.85. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. We've got over 250,000 posts on our bulletin board system. That's a lot. There's some serious issues there and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us and the other listeners of the program. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. We are talking about an email from one of our listeners who only identifies himself as an anonymous geek. He is a 20-year-old college male geek who has never had a girlfriend. At the end of the article, or at the end of the email, he does suggest that he may have had sexual relations with one at some point in his life, but doesn't make that explicitly clear to us. Nonetheless, he has tried, apparently, his damnedest to get himself a girlfriend.
As many young 20-year-old males are doing.
And
right now as we speak.
You know, I might point out that I didn't really have a girlfriend until I was 22. So this isn't necessarily too unusual. It happens to people. But he's been experiencing some thoughts in his head that...
I'm not sure it's a disaster either. I made, you know, some sexual choices when I was younger that probably could have gotten me in trouble. In
oh,
the
yeah.
That, I could have been a daddy.
Absolutely. I'm quite pleased that I wanted one when I was 17, 18, 19 and all that, but, it didn't happen. And when I became an adult, working was way too important to me. And so I really focused on that. And that was a good thing because focusing on me first allowed me to make myself more desirable to the opposite sex. So that could be part of the problem. You know, it just may be that he's just not to that desirable phase quite yet. But nonetheless, he's been thinking about some possible, I guess, gay thoughts, for lack of anything else. And he's wondering if he's a bisexual because he still has mostly thoughts for women. So sexual thoughts involving women, but he's been having some involving men recently, and he's wondering, well, you know, what does he do about this? Does he ignore it? Does he come out of the closet as a bisexual to his friends and his family? And you suggested, Mark, that he really try to continue to work towards getting a girlfriend, right?
I would.
And Nick, would you concur with that?
I'd say you should try that first, but I'd also say it seems pretty clear he's a bisexual, in my opinion, from what he's written. So it's more of a matter of whether he wants to, at some point down the road, come out with that, or whether he wants to just not pursue that.
But yeah, I'm not exactly sure whether I'd go slapping the term bisexual on the guy.
Right. I mean, you don't do it on yourself, Mark.
No, I don't.
Right.
And here's the reason. Is because generally you're talking about... This is the reason right here. It's because you go ahead and jump out there as a bisexual guy, and bam, you're gay. That's it.
Mm.
And that label, she sticks with you as long as anybody who happens to know knows.
Right.
It's not necessary. You know, if a guy's trying to be heterosexual, has found that, this is what he likes in particular, it's going to be real damn difficult living that little thing down. And I'd like to give a personal story, if I may, a personal bisexual story,
Hold off on that. Don't let me forget about it, because we got calls.
I bet you won't.
We got calls rolling in here, okay? We're going to John in Ohio, first things first, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Yeah, I don't think the guy should buy himself any problems. He should buy himself some experience. I had the same girlfriend from the time I was 14 till I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 17, I went off to the military and gained my experience in the professional circuit. And with experience comes confidence. And,
the professional circuit, by the professional circuit, does that mean you hired prostitutes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, like I said, with experience comes confidence. And with the confidence, he'll be far more attractive to the young ladies.
Yeah.
And it's an awful... leap, like you said, to go into something that may not prove that it's got a whole lot of bad areas. He only thinks he knows how his friends and family would respond.
Some of it's going to go poorly.
But I would tell him, try the professional route, get the confidence, and everything else will fall in line, because young men, like young ladies who are ugly ducklings, they often blossom into very attractive to the other.
It really is the truth. John, you sound like a man with some experience, and I really appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I like his comment about the ugly duckling. It's absolutely the case.
I would caveat John's suggestion with protection in no matter what you do.
No doubt. No doubt. Don't want any babies.
Yeah, well, and whatever else could happen.
Right.
believe me, there's a lot of things that could happen. So my personal story. Look, I was, and I hate telling prison stories. I wish my life wasn't about this. But it is, to some extent. I spent a little over 8 years in prison, and so my life's about that, to some extent.
Yes.
It would be a lie to say that I was in prison for almost 9 years and didn't have some kind of gay thought. Now, fortunately, I never had anybody rape me or whatever in prison, and I never decided to go the route of getting one of these, you know, prison boys that, you know, pranced about in tight pants. But I considered it. And the thing that kept me from going, you know, and doing that is, look, I don't want to get out in the free world and somebody asked me if I had gay prison sex and I have to say yes or lie. And, you know.
Did you have a little fooling around?
None.
Okay. I believe you.
I believe what you want.
Was that the only part of the story? Or
that was it. I'm just saying that there will be regrets, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming from some guy who's had the thoughts, look, I don't think it's a good idea. There'll be regrets.
Do you think it's coming from the, you know, the factor that he just hasn't had? And this is what he's suggesting, that he just hasn't had the experience.
I don't know there's no way to for anyone to say what the factor is that you know is causing it. But I think that he needs to get the experience one way or the other, and that'll probably solve his little problem.
Back to the phones to the amplifier line, Johnson. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
So, okay, Mark's got an excuse. Ian, I want to know if you weren't involved in a relationship, real relationship, until you were 22. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did at any point during that time, did you ever start thinking about dudes?
Did not.
Did not?
No.
So that should be an indicator right there. But I'd like to chime in and sort of say that, you know, I think that you're suggestion that he should explore that is, wow, is that ever off base? I think that you don't necessarily, you know, I think Mark said it, you know, pretty well. It's a sort of a dangerous area to get into. You don't want to, you know, you could be considered gay. You know, there's that. And then there's, I know somebody from personal experience. It's not really totally personal because it's sort of a friend of mine. I knew this guy who was, I mean, he was a dork beyond, like, he was obnoxious. He was a gamer. He was into computers. And he did not act gay, but he claimed to be gay. It was very odd. He was sort of this dirty little, like, troll-looking guy. And he claimed that he was gay. But then a couple years later, you know, we are all like, whatever, okay, this is weird. And, you know, people saw him occasionally with guys. And a couple of years later, he ends up with a very serious girlfriend who he moves in with. And I think he may even still be with her.
Let me get more of the story if you'll hang on, okay? Hang on. 800-259-9231. I wasn't necessarily recommending that, but if that's, you know, if he's feeling those feelings, more on the way.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Hickory Dickory Dock. Oh, you think I'm into children's nursery rhymes? Nope, I'm just telling you where the action is in a Louisiana small town. I'll address this mystery and more when we come back. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Hickory Dickory Dock. In Harahan, Louisiana, the mouse skipped the clock and ran across the intersection of Hickory and Dickory Avenues with Dock Street. Yes, State Farm Insurance discovered this real-life intersection, along with some others you'll remember, without a trip down memory lane. Like Hohenhum Roads in Carefree, Arizona, Grin and Barrett Streets in Westchester, Ohio, and Antonio and Banderas in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Those are almost as good as my favorite imaginary corner, where easy street meets fast lane. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom.
Gosh, personal freedom.
Personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We are talking about an email from an anonymous 20-year-old self-described college male geek who has never had a girlfriend. He likes girls, he fantasizes about girls, but he's noticed that recently some other thoughts have been creeping into his mind, thoughts about guys. And he says they're not even close to as many thoughts about guys, but he's been having them and he's wondering how to handle it. Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had begun telling us about a friend of yours who claimed to be a gay man who ended up with a girlfriend, and that was sort of where you had gotten to before we had to stop.
Yeah, I mean, he was just, he seemed like he had had several experiences as a gay guy, and, you know, we all kind of thought, this guy isn't really gay. He's just probably, I mean, I don't want to be mean to this listener who's calling, but, you know, who wrote in, but it sort of seems very similar experience. This guy was a geek. He was kind of a loser. He was fat. He was slovenly. He always had kind of scruffy, you know, stuff. He didn't try to dress. I mean, he did not try to present himself in any way. And no, I'm not talking about Torgo.
That's funny because I was going to ask you, was it a former co-host?
No, I'm not talking about Torgo, but he does know. He would know who I'm talking about if he ever hears this.
Yeah, Torgo was the heavyweight lover boy. He could, you know, it didn't matter that he's 400 pounds. He could get girls.
Actually, you know, the funny thing is imagine, as far as appearance and whatnot, imagine a short Torgo, shorter than me.
Jeez.
You know,
I said, geez.
Yeah, so, I mean, so what we're talking about there is some, you know, he wasn't really trying, and so I think what happened was is he just, And I don't know how, but I think you just turn to other kind of geeky dudes who are in that situation. So, I mean, I guess if you're that kind of guy and that's what you really want to be into, I mean, if you're gay, you're, chances are, even if you're gay and you're not able to get a girlfriend and you're a geek, guess what? You're not going to get the greatest stock in guys either. So do you want a beefy dude? I mean, is that what you really want? You know, is that where you want to go? Because you're not going to get, you know, little twink, you know, skinny guys who are, you know, your average, ooh, I'm a flamer gay. You're going to get, you know, a bear. You're going to be in the bear movement as far as gays would be concerned. And if people don't know what a bear is, that's sort of a fetish among the gay community for big guys with beards.
Big hairy guy, yeah. And so,
yeah.
So I see where you're coming from.
It's good that you're keeping us up on the gay lingo there.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree with where you're coming from. All I was saying is...
You mean, Mark, you didn't know already?
I did not.
All I was saying was that if he keeps striking out with the ladies and he keeps having the thoughts, I don't think there's anything wrong with quietly sort of exploring those feelings, but you're saying that there is a problem with that?
I'm sorry. What was that again?
I said if he keeps striking out with the ladies and keeps having feelings for guys, I suggest that it, you know, may not necessarily be a terrible thing to quietly sort of explore that. Do you disagree?
But I don't think. Yes, I would disagree with that because I don't think that should be any sort of a stipulation. I mean, him striking out, that's not an excuse. I mean, there are guys out there who strike out. I mean, I think the only valid reason should be that's what he wants. You know, if he really wants to go bisexual or go gay,
he's watching. He's watching gay porn.
Yeah,
now and
but
then.
I don't know. It seems like almost like he's gotten to the point of where he's so desperate it doesn't even matter. It's like he's almost like he's becoming asexual. I don't know if that's. I don't know. It sounds certainly interesting, but I mean, I don't know that he's there, you know.
Sure, it's hard to know. All we know is what we can read in the email.
Right, I'm not convinced.
I mean, we really have to talk to him to really know where he's at. But from what it sounds like to me, he's not there, and I think that the wise choice would be to just, you know, clean yourself up, act like a man, and go out and do something. I mean, it's really all about confidence. And it's about putting yourself in situations. I mean, as a geek, and I can speak from experience on this, although I'm not sort of in the same boat as you, Ian, because I had a lot of experience by the time I was 22. But you just have to put yourself in situations where you are around women. And if you're, as a geek, especially in this day and age, if you're always sitting in front of a computer or in front of a game console or, you know, something like that, then you're not going to be around women ever. For somebody who's a geek, I would try and find, you know, geeky activities. Maybe go to a Ren Fair, go to a bookstore, go to gaming conventions.
What is this term, Ren Fair?
Renaissance Festival, like the medieval fair, that sort of thing. Johnson, great suggestions. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line to Sean in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Sean.
Sean
in New Jersey. Hey there.
Hey, first of all, I want to say that last caller was really disrespectful and stereotypical about that the conventions and everything. I mean, just because they like video games and stuff don't mean they're complete nerds and everything, you know.
But wouldn't you say that there's more people that, I mean, I would think that a lot of people that go to the Renaissance festivals would self-identify as geeks.
Yeah, no, that was my point, but that's the point. I just want to say that I think the 20-year-old guy never had a girlfriend. I think he did have a girlfriend all along. And that girlfriend was his hand because he jacked it off a lot.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you.
So would you say that was a better prank call?
No, not really.
No.
I'd actually say it was like a 2 on the 10
scale.
See, here's the problem with those particular crank calls is they're sort of self-defeating in that... the possibility exists that the American Family Association or American Family Council could complain to the FCC, at which point you don't have a Free Talk Live to crank call anymore. So try to keep the crank calls funny
well,
and
not
of an entirely sexual nature.
It's in theory someone could complain.
They could.
You know, at this point, we aren't the ones encouraging it.
No, we're not pandering.
You know, we're just taking
that's
calls.
That's the rule.
So 800-259-9231.
The station could likely not want to hear that crap.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Anyway, so just some final thoughts on this this young gentleman who is having some conflicting sexual issues and isn't sure how to handle them. I think that after hearing all the input from the listeners, and of course you're still welcome to call in at 800-259-9231.
He's got the input.
I think that my suggestion from earlier, as far as, you know, work on yourself, whether or not you're gay or you're straight or you're in between somewhere, either way, if you are working on yourself and focusing on your, you know, your career, making money, increasing your slice of the wealth pie, that sort of thing, and making, just putting yourself in a better position in life, when that dating opportunity comes by, whether it be with a female or a male, when it comes by, you'll be ready for it, you'll be more desirable, and it'll be more likely to occur. And I like Johnson's suggestions about getting out. We don't know what he does for fun. We don't know, you know, what his hobbies are, that sort of thing. But he describes himself as a geek. I thought those were excellent suggestions as to things that geeks could do to go out and possibly encounter members of the opposite sex.
And I like Johnson's suggestion, and I don't know this the author of the email at all. Obviously, he's anonymous. But I like the suggestion of good clothes, shave, and a haircut. It goes a long way. A lot of guys, you know, even though a lot of women will say they like facial hair, a lot of guys just don't wear it very well. So, shave and a haircut.
There you go. And I wouldn't necessarily stay away from the online dating. You can certainly strike out with it, but Nick or Mark, either of you had any experience with the online dating?
I've done it. It didn't work out particularly well for me, but, you know,
I've, fine. No, I've never had to do it. I'm 19.
Mm. Oh, okay,
but,
good point.
I know people, older people in their 20s and 30s who have, and they've had a lot of success with it. So.
It's going to be hit and miss, too.
Yeah.
But it might be a good way for, you know, he considers himself a geek. And there are lots of girls out there that would also self-label as a geek. And it may very well be that they are also as, you know, timid, and I'm reading into his personality, but they may also have this, some of the similar sort of personality effects that he does. And so they may be only really easily accessible online. Maybe a good way to find people who are compatible with your interests and that sort of thing. So consider that, and let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231. One thing you shouldn't do, though, I think we all agree on this, is don't go out and crow from the rooftops that you're a bisexual. That's not going to get you anywhere. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, inviting you to enjoy the entire site for free, because we give it away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is for free, and you also can help the show out if you like the fact that we give you all the features on the website. You can help support Free Talk Live by going and voting for us at the Podcast Awards. It's a once-a-year sort of an occasion. They usually open up the voting for a week and a half or 2 weeks in early August, and it is on right now. So what I want you to do is go to podcastawards.com. If you've already done it, you can do it again. You can do this once every 24 hours, once a day. So go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the political category, select Free Talk Live, and vote for us. It's that simple. We've won the podcast award twice in a row, the 2 years it's been running, and so this will be our third opportunity, and with your help, we can win it again. So
under Best Mobile Phone Formatted Podcast is our friend Red Bar Radio.
Mike, oh, are D. they? Have they nominated? That's
yeah.
good. I didn't know
Mike
that.
Mike D. Red Bar Radio. Is
we like Mike D., so you can vote for him, too. But go make sure you vote for Free Talk Live under the political category, podcastawards.com. Let's go to the phones and to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Two comments.
Sure.
One, the reason why I called was to suggest possibly where those 190,000 machine guns have gone, or
yes,
rifles.
The AK-47s.
The AK-47s. I would check the CIA. They're notorious for double billing or double dipping by charging twice. And on a second chance, I was wondering if maybe Neil Bush has maybe a weapon salvaging contract with the U.S. government or Halliburton or Kellogg Brown and Root.
What does that mean, what a weapon salvaging contract?
Well, I mean, you never know. Wherever there's a crisis, you'll always find Neil Bush there, whether it was the savings and loan crisis, you know, looting the savings and loans, or, you know, the conflict with some of the Russian oligarchs, you know, or in Saudi Arabia selling educational software, you know, to non-existent clients and things. You never know, but...
So wait, you're suggesting
sort of comical, but there's a lot of truth in it nonetheless.
So you're suggesting that it was somebody on the inside of the
definitely.
Administration that sort of waylaid the shipment, or
absolutely because no, someone on the inside. It's basically, you know, we know that the Pentagon has lost $2 trillion since you know the 9/11 period, and that's a lot of money that the controller of the Pentagon can't account for. So, you know, I'm not at all surprised with the CIA farming out a lot of operations to quote-unquote private contractors. And, you know, just sort of this stuff has gone on since, you know, overthrowing Mossadegh in 53.
So hold on. And you're thinking that maybe Neil Bush or the CIA or whoever it was, and Neil is the brother of the George and
Yeah, I mean, when Lincoln's savings and loan collapsed, Neil was on the board of directors. Silverado, I'm sorry. Silverado, he was on the board of Silverado. When one of the Russian oligarchs was sort of in an odd situation, we find out that Neil Bush is a business partner of him.
Would you say it would work something like this? Like they ship this 190,000 guns, and you know he happens to intercept the shipment and then goes and sells them for his makes his own money off of them on the black market?
No, because what's interesting, all of those weapons have export controls, and if the government really wanted to find out or the Pentagon where they are, it's very easy to do. Hmm. If they were made in China. There is a trail with the Chinese government and the U.S. government regarding the shipment of those that can easily be traced. And, so in many ways, I think it just, I think really it sort of bespeaks this sort of very corrupt situation. Remember, there's no free market when it comes to weapon systems. There's only a handful of arms dealers in the world, and they all have to have export licenses with the governments and with the corporations that, they're selling the merchandise from. So, I mean, it's a very small handful of players worldwide.
There's only one organization.
And probably Czech Interarms in the United States. It does lots of work with the CIA and the Pentagon.
Very good, Frank. Did you have any other thoughts for us?
Oh, yeah. The gentleman that's sort of confused.
Sure.
He shouldn't worry, but on the other hand, if he wants to explore, always use a condom, as Dr. Ruth would say. There are too many STDs out there.
No doubt.
If he decides to, experiment with bisexuality, the number of possible matches doubles.
As far as disease is concerned?
Bisexuality, then he's...
Whoever. If that's the case, the number of possible matches or connections would double.
Gotcha.
Because we have, it's a mathematical thing. But listen, good talking with you. And listen,
Thank
my
you,
comment
Frank.
About Neil Bush is humorous. But, as I said, when you begin to look at, where there's sort of a problem, he tends to materialize.
Interesting. Thank you for the observation,
Thanks
sir.
A
appreciate
lot,
hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The story from Reuters. Reported at abcnews.com, the Pentagon can't account for 190,000, that's 190,000 AK-47 rifles and pistols given to Iraqi security forces in 2004 and 2005, or about half of the weapons earmarked for soldiers and police, according to a government report. Only the government could botch this up, right? I mean, private companies, they screw things up occasionally, but they're beholden to their investors and their stockholders and their employees and their customers.
Can you imagine how many people would get the axe if you lost 190,000 widgets at a company? I mean,
Right. And
let's not mention that these widgets are intended to kill people.
Right. Yeah, I mean, how can this happen? It's just amazing. I think maybe Frank's onto something with his sort of inside deals suggestion. But nonetheless, someone got their hands on these guns. The Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of the U.S. Congress, said in a recent report that the Defense Department also can't account for 135,000 items of body armor, nor can it account for 115,000 helmets reported to be issued to Iraqi forces as of September 22, 2005. So they're missing hundreds of thousands of guns, body armor, helmets. Well, just
all kinds
up and disappear.
Now, is it a story that the weapons and body armor were received by the Iraqi forces and then they went missing?
We may learn more here in a moment.
This is a war zone. It's difficult to know, if everybody's signed for things and holding people accountable and all that kind of stuff. I'll bet you Frank's right, and this is just on paper. Or quite possibly, it could just be on paper.
Well, the GAO said the Pentagon concurred with its findings and has begun a review to ensure full accountability for the program to train and equip Iraqi forces. Quote, however, our review of the 2007 property books found continuing problems with missing and incomplete records. The report raised concerns that weapons provided by the United States could be falling into the hands of Iraqi insurgents, just as lawmakers and policymakers await a September report on the success of George Bush's surge strategy for stabilizing Baghdad. One senior Pentagon official told the Washington Post some weapons were probably being used against U.S. troops. Many in Washington view the development of an effective Iraqi army and police forces as a vital step, blah, blah, blah. Officials stated, since the funding didn't go through traditional security assistance programs, the DOD accountability requirements normally applicable to these programs didn't apply. Because Congress funded the program for Iraqi security forces outside of those programs, providing the Pentagon with a large degree of flexibility in managing the effort. So apparently they stepped outside of their normal channels of, you know, keeping tabs on things, and they did it on purpose for more flexibility, and apparently their flexibility flexed them into losing hundreds of thousands of items. I don't know. I'm looking here, and I don't see anything about them confirming that they were received, military officials.
Is anybody going to lose their job over losing 100,000 AK-47s?
It says, well, they're looking into it, Mark. They're investigating.
Yeah.
They want full accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And military officials, okay, here you go. They issued 355,000 weapons to Iraqi security forces between June 2004 and September 2005. And they just, so apparently they issued them but can no longer account for them.
It's possible that the Iraqis sold them, or it's also possible that the weapons never actually arrived in Iraq and they were actually purchased but diverted somewhere else.
Sure. Who knows? I mean, when you're dealing with bureaucrats, all they could be relying on is a couple of signatures on a dotted line somewhere. Not necessarily anything more concrete than that.
Yeah. Well, but the CIA in particular has a reputation for financing its own private wars, aside from
black money, that sort of thing?
Black money and shadow wars, basically.
So they steal a cache of guns and then go sell it on the black market.
Guns,
and
drugs.
With, right. Yeah. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live, John. Hello, John.
Hey, hi. Great show, guys.
What's on your mind?
I was curious about house alarms and probable cause. Now, if your house alarm goes off, and say the policemen show up half hour later, does that give them the right to, I mean, just because the alarm goes off, would that be giving them the ability to just to barge right in and say,
excellent question. We'll address it. Hang on, okay? Bring it back. 800-259-9231. Hour number two's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.